page Kuf Lamed Ches Sif Simin Chav Gimel Sif Katan Yud Beis. Im lo ha yekoin bebeis haknesses shoy ela shlo yodu menu. If there was no coin bebeis haknesses, or there was, but they did not know. The karuli is shol b'mekoimo, and they said imin kan koyin yamoid so and so b'mekoim koyin. The olo, and he ascends to the bima. And it's fascinating halacha. Afilu imamar baruch hu es Hashem hamavarach, and the Yisrael says baruch hu es Hashem hamavarach, and then suddenly someone screams and says, "What are you doing? There's a koyin right here. How dare you insult the dignity of the koyin?" Elosh lo pasach adayin es abroch asher bochar banu, but the Koyein, the Yisrael has the lead, did not yet begin the bracha. So what is the halacha? Ubo HaKoyein, Oich Nisku, Sheyesh Noi Koyein, Es HaKoyein Ve'oila. So you know what you do? You call the Koyein. Like we learned yesterday, there's no insult to call, to say Yamoid Yisrael, after, to call the Koyein, after you've already called a Koyein. There's no pigam, it's very important you say it. There's no such thing as the pigam, when it comes to a...
Yeah, because it's obvious one.
Okay, it's not right. Okay, because if you call the Yisrael, and then you call a Koyein, there's no concern, you're not doing anything wrong to the Yisrael by calling a Koyein after you call up the Yisrael. So you call them up, you go Yamoid, you call them up again. You guys, Yamoid, V'Oimer, Gam, Hu, Bo HaKoyein, V'Oish, Nisku, Shiyosh, Koyein, Es HaKoyein, V'Ola, V'Oimer, Gam, Hu, Baruch Hu. And now we repeat the Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach. It is to be repeated. The HaYisrael Kidei Shlo Yispayish. In order that Yisrael should not be embarrassed. Okay, in order we don't embarrass the Yisrael. 1 second, this is making too much noise. The Yisrael Kidei Shlo Yispayish. In order that should not be embarrassed. Yamut Sham Ad Leachar Sheyikra. HaKoyim stands there until the Koyim finishes. The halei, the oz yikra uhu. So you have a halacha that you're not allowed to embarrass the Yisrael, being that you already called him up once, you let him stay there, and after the Kohen the Levi get the aliyah, he gets the third aliyah. Aval, imkvar, oma Yisrael was Hashem, min habracha. But let's say they did not correct their mistake until it's too late. The Yisrael, in addition to having said Baruch Hu, also said Baruch HaTo Hashem. He already said Hashem's name. Shah Baruch HaTo Hashem, shuv, eino ilu Kohen, it's too late, it's mu'uvis. She'ein yochal liskoin, you do not call up the coin anymore. V'chein adinim kor lelev, b'makom b'mkoyim coin. Same exact block of Kabbalah belevi, same exact thing. V'akoyin v'koyin din shoma omar halei baruch hashem shema oila coin v'alevi mamtin v'kori yosu yacharav. V'chein adinim loho yalevi, oishlo yodu mimenu v'kori yosu coin gam b'mkoyim levi. And they told the coin to take the second aliyah. Like that's the halach we learned yesterday because of the gam, giving coin two aliyos. And then they didn't realize there is a Levi, and the Kohen already said Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. It does not matter. You call the Levi, but if the Kohen already said the Baruch Hu Hashem, then you call up the Levi, and the Levi repeats the Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. V'yachach ba Levi koydim shama koyin Baruch Hashem HaMavarach koydim Halevi ve'oilem. Okay, halacha yud gimel. Ein koyin shnei achim ze achar ze, the laws of ayin hara. You don't call up two brothers one after the other. Bein shehein min ho'av, bein min ho'im. Whether they're brothers from the mother or the father. V'chein ho'av im b'no, oi ben b'no. This is an important halacha, grandson. People don't know this. I see this mistake often. Not often. V'chein ho'av im b'no, oi ben. Maybe there's a different opinion. But according to the kitzur, at least, you're not allowed to call up a grandfather with a grandson. That gets very tricky sometimes. Ein karin ze achar ze mishum eino bisha ayin hara v'afilu im heim oimim mishum makpidin. They're not to be meichel. It's not a matter of, oh, we're not makpid on it. We come from Shevet Yosef. And ayin hara is not shaylet. They have no power to say such a thing. Afilu heim oimim mishum makpidin v'afilu hu acharoin v'asheni maftir. Okay, like we learned yesterday. Even though we had different dispensations when it came to Achon and Maftir, you don't do this when it comes to Achon and Maftir. It doesn't make a difference. You cannot call up one for Achon and one for Maftir. But after the Shabbos, she might see them Sefer Torah Achar LeMaftir. Aval Kishmotzin Sefer Torah Achar LeMaftir Mutter. When you take out a second Sefer Torah, then you can call the father and the son. Bechein LeMaftir in the Bar Mitzvah Mutter. Another exception, if the Maftir, the child, you call the father, the grandfather, you call the grandson and the son for Maftir, and it's not bar mitzvah, which was done in some shuls, that's mutter. in all of these examples, if you made a mistake and you call him a father and a son or two brothers together, you already called them up, it's okay, it's already too late, let them come up and take the aliyah. Uvishnei achim rakmin or aim ra'av in ben bino im karu, and we have two brothers, rakmin ha'aim, v'ha'av im ben bino, when it comes to two brothers from the mother or father and his grandson, im karuhu, afilu adayim lo ole yalek. Now he's coming to differentiate even within different levels of what to do. Let's say they did not yet ascend. You've called them up, ya'amoit, and they're still sitting in their chair. And we're dealing here with two brothers from the mother or a father or a grandfather and a grandson. That is a lower level of ayin hara. There are different levels of ayin hara. It's a fascinating halacha. And the ikar ayin hara are two brothers from the father, or a father and a son. But a grandfather and a grandson, or two brothers from the mother, is a lower level of ayin hara. Therefore, there's a nafkamina. What's nafkamina? If afilu adayin lo olam, if you call them up ya'amoid, and they did not yet ascend the bima, yala, they can come up. But when it comes to two brothers from the father, or a father and a son, even if they did not yet ascend, since that is a stronger degree of ayin hara, you should call up someone else. Don't let them, chain them down. Say you made a mistake, don't move, because if you move, then the halach is, they already can take the aliyah. But if they did not yet ascend, so it depends. If it's the ayin hara level number one, don't ascend. If it's ayin hara level number two, you can ascend. Once you already made the mistake and called them up. However, when there is a need, in a situation where you have a need, so it appears at level number two, that's what he seems to be saying, level number two, you have a situation where you have no choice, you must, they're both chiyuvim, a grandfather and a grandson, or two brothers from the mother, then l'chatchila you can call them up back to back. Halacha yudav, mishallah,
what happens if you have a family that has a minyan, it's 10 brothers?
Then you have no choice, like a yirshakul kohanim. You have a situation like that, you have a private minyan, I would imagine in that situation you have no choice. The family itself, there is no ayin hara. The ayin hara is for other people looking at the family. Of one outsider. If you have no choice, you have no choice. Now, there is such a concept of ayin hara for yourself. There's a debate among the achronim. Can a person give himself an ayin hara? You buy a new car. Wow. You look at the car. Wow. No one is watching. You're all alone in the garage. There's no one there. No security cameras. And you're looking and you go, wow. Oh, wow. You can't even catch your breath. Is it shaykh for you to give yourself an ayin hara? So some say, yeah. Some say you can give yourself an ayin hara. It's not just for other people to give you an ayin hara. They're jealous. There are two different types of ayin hara. So among your own family, let's say it's just your family. Private simcha. So is it shaykh among your own family for there to be an ayin hara? Maybe yes, maybe not. Obviously, you don't want to play around with this. Yeah, there is such a thing. There definitely is such a thing. Okay, let's go further. Halacha yudalit mishal l'tayra beisak neses echad v'achach nizdami l'beisak neses acher v'kor gam kin afil palapash shukvar olo oyle shenis mevorech esabrachas. I already got an aliyah. Right, yudalit kivosikin. And then you go to a simcha, you come to a bar mitzvah, to an orphan, and you're sitting there in the shul, you come there early, you want to hear the rabbi's drasha, and then you walk and they see, oh, look who's there, Ya'amoy, they call you up in aliyah, and they give you the same aliyah you already had in the first shul. So maybe it's a bracha levatala. I already had an aliyah once today, and now you have only once I had an aliyah for these exact same sukkim, it doesn't matter, you can take the second aliyah, it's not a bracha levatala, it's smut l'chatil, there's no issue whatsoever. Amavarech es habrachas. There's a concept. I saw Gvaldigo, just it ties in very nicely into this halacha. This past week is Perek Beis and Perek Yavos. So I someone asked me to say a little dvar Torah, Perek Yavos. I said, I was preparing, I came across an idea Ayin Roa, I don't know who said Hillel. Hillel says, I don't know who said in the Mishnah Perek Beis, Ayin Roa, Ve'ezen Shamas, Ve'chol Mas Secha, Ba'sefer Nechtavit. So, it's a Chassidish Vart. I don't know who says this Vart, that these three ideas of Ayin Roa, Ve'ezen Shamas, Ve'chol Mas Secha, alludes to three different tekufos in the history of Klal Yisrael, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us. Ayin Ro refers to the tekufa of the Nevi'im, the prophets. What is a prophet? A Roya. The first prophet, Shmuel, not the first, but Shmuel was called, by, in the Yom Kadmonim, a Navi was called a Roya. A Roya, a prophet has visions. Chazoin Yeshayahu.
A Choze,
a Roya, right. So it used to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would communicate with man through prophets. Prophets are people who see. Ayin Roya'ah. The eye sees. After the Churban Bayis Rishon, in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, Nevuah came to an end. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicate with man? A Baskol. There were voices that came out of heaven. People listened. They heard things. They heard heaven speaking. They heard sounds. Oizen Shamas. And then as time passed, no more. Baskel also came to an end. How then does Hashem communicate with us in our times? Chazal Mesakein Kiddusha de Sidra. Every Shabbos we lay in one of the 54 parshios. The Torah is divided into 54 parts, and we go through the cycle. Current events are all hidden in the Sefer. Hafoichba de Kulaba. The current events are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us through Kriya Satora. And the Mepharshim tell us it goes even deeper. If you come to Shul and they give you an Aliyah and you weren't expecting the Aliyah, they just give you an Aliyah, there's a private message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Aliyah. And after you get your Aliyah, you should sit down, learn the section that you have received with Rashi, and something will strike you. Every person has things that are bothering them, and they don't know what to do. They have dilemmas in life. If you get an Aliyah, okay, you're not the God, I feel the God, but you're giving yourself the Aliyah. But let's say, they give me, you know, I didn't expect this, I come to Shul, they give me Shlishi, Shabbos Mincha, I never get an Aliyah. All of a sudden, the God decides, I'm going to give this guy an Aliyah. There's a message for you there. Take that, those psukim, read it, look at Rashi, look at the Targum, and there's certainly something that's going to jump out at you that Hashem is speaking to you. The communication in our time, modern times, Hey Alofim, Tav Shnayim Gimel, V'chol Ma'asecha Ba'sefer Nechtavim. Ayin Roa, Nevuah, Oiz Shamas Baskol, Bizman Hazeh, V'chol Ma'asecha Ba'sefer Nechtavim. So just a little bit shocking, this halacha. You get an aliyah, and then the kid says, and you go to another shul, and they give you the same aliyah. Hashem is saying, I told you something. Listen to what it says. Read it again. You're not listening to me.
There was a guy who told me he had the same aliyah two different weeks when he came from Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, wow. Interesting. It's the same aliyah.
Kukas Bolot. Kukas Bolot. Kukas Bolot. He said I had the same aliyah two different weeks.
A little bit off this. The Kohen Duchen, Shul X, and the Shul across the street.
Yes. He's not Mechuyev. He's not Mechuyev to do so.
They
can use him for sure. He definitely can use him. And the question is, is he Mechuyev to Duchen again? The answer is no, he's not Mechuyev. He only has to do the mitzvah once. But if he wants to, he's allowed. He can do so. But they let's say they don't have a Kohen. Let's say they're short a Kohen. Look, I feel he's have two Kohanim to do to Duchen. But let's say that B'dieved, one coin is also good, B'dieved, according to most opinions, not everyone. But if he wants to Duchen, he can. They can definitely use him for Birchas Kohanim. And if he wants, he can do, even if they don't need him, he can do it if he wants. It's like saying Kaddish. Let's say a person already davened Mincha, and he already said Kaddish. He's saying Kaddish. And he comes to a shul, and there the rabbis, and they're davening Mincha. Should he say Kaddish? The answer is, he doesn't have to. But if he wants, he can. So duchening is the same thing, you don't have to. You already said Kaddish, you already duchened in the previous minyan. But if you want, there's no harm in doing it again. Okay, let's go further. Let's see on the bottom a few things here on the bottom. Test. Ein Karin Shnei Achim Zachazeb Sefer Aruch Haschaim. Hevi B'Shem Shas Shuvus Shuvam Unus Yisrael. The Bokam Shein Karim La Lohoilim La Sefer Torah B'Shmam Yilchoilim Shnei Achim Zachazeb V'Lek Lamechash Le'en Abisha. Fascinating. We learned yesterday there are different customs. And we learned that it goes back to the time of the Bali Tosfos. But there are places where the minig is not to call up people for by name for an aliyah. You just point. People just ascend to the bima and they say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavarach. You don't call them up by name. We learned that yesterday. We learned that the Sha'arim Islam Halacha, Rabbi Bruin says that's very rare. It's not really done because this custom of calling up is already cited in the Kadmoinim. It goes back from the time of the Rishonim, the time 1,000 years ago from the Baalei Tosfos. Already was the minute you call up a person. There is some Kabbalistic Indian that your name, you're called up to the Torah by your name. There's something to it. But again, not everyone did this. If you are in a community where the custom is not to call up the Oyla by name, the Oyla, they come up by themselves, there is no Ayin Hara, and two brothers can take an Aliyah back to back. So what does that reveal to us? A very powerful Yisod. The Ayin Hara is more related to sound than it is to sight. Yeah.
There are sure things, cards,
metal things.
Okay.
Shani.
Yeah. So but they still call up Yamo. There is something to the Gabai.
Shlishi.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't call you up by name at all. They give you the car, Yamot Shlishi, and you come up.
Nowadays, when they don't, in some places, don't call up by the Torah, because the Baal Kor gets the Aliyah, so they don't call up.
They don't, somebody, this week. There are many Minhagim.
Right.
You don't call up a person for the Toichacha. I asked the Shiloh by different posts, and they all told me that they know there are different opinions. As we're going off the topic, we'll come back to your thing one. This week is just an interesting thing of calling up. There definitely is some inyan. There's some inyan. You call up a person by their name to the Torah. That's a very holy experience. Go talk to people, Rahman al-Islam, who are not affiliated. You know, people that are totally lost. Even they know. Bar mitzvah. You're called up to the Torah. The Torah is holy. You're called up by your name. What name? Not John, Tom, and you're called up Avraham. Yeah.
There's a svarim written a lot of svarim about that you're not allowed to use a Yiddish name to get an aliyah. People get called up Mendel.
It's not the Yiddish name. That's not a name. You have to.
It's not Mendel. Sorry.
Not the Mendel.
And they can't use it. You have to use a Hebrew name. It's a must.
There is something very holy. There's a lot more to this than we, and unfortunately, we mentioned this many times, that this is the role of the gabbai. If you have a gabbai that's a joker, everything's a big joke and everything is mumbled, then the whole thing is, the effect and the meaning of these things is totally lost. A gabbai has to realize he's calling up a person, he's doing a very holy thing. You're calling up a person by his name, by his Yiddish name, by his Hebrew biblical name, to the Torah.
Can you use both Tzvi-Hersh?
Yeah, that's whatever they today the customs,
no,
whatever name.
Drop their Yiddish names.
Generally, the name you're given by a bris milah, v'kara shmo b'Yisrael, that name that was recited, that was mentioned by the bris milah, becomes your name. Look, Alexander, or every Alexander comes from Alexander the Great. That's where, so Alexander is not
That's
a Hebrew
the
name.
Source of the name.
Okay, Tzvi Hirsch. So by a bris meal, they call a person Tzvi Hirsch. That's accepted today. Okay, not everyone is happy.
A lot of swarm that say that.
Should not do it. So they
know certain people that I asked them when I started calling them.
Shimi Hashem, yeah.
And I mean, he's got Yod Yod, like them. He goes, yeah. Mike was called, and he dropped his. In other words, not from his name. From his father, he dropped the
Yiddish from the father. Okay, interesting. From the father, very interesting.
No more men.
Even like Yeshaya. So is it Yeshaya or Yeshayahu? There's a tradition, you don't call a person Yeshayahu. Why? They'll tell you because Yeshaya was murdered. And because he had a violent death, you don't name a person after an individual who had a violent death. That's not so simple. That's not that's what people say. People say that in the Welt. But that's not necessarily the reason why you don't call a person Yeshayahu. There are other reasons which I don't know. I'm not. But So just going off the topic, this week is the Torah, Parashas Kisavo. What do you do? So this is we learned this in Mishnah Berurah. There are customs where you call Yala Misha Yirtze Yamod. Yala Misha Yirtze. It's brought down in the Be'er Halacha, such a thing. That the Gabbai says, whoever wants, step forward. You don't call free for exactly. Yala Misha Yirtze. Then the Be'er Halacha says, don't do that. That's not the proper thing to do, even though some still don't follow that opinion. They do say Yala Misha Yirtze, and whoever wants comes up and takes it. And then there is the opinion that you call up a person, Ya'amoid, by name, and you give him there are people who like to take the Teichach for whatever reason, you give it to them, you Ya'amoid, and you make a Mishaberach. And then there is today the most Kana, yes, as to many Rabbanim, they told me the same thing, that today it is accepted that the Baal Korei, the one that lanes, gets the Aliyah, and you call him up. There are minhagim where you don't call up a person for the Torah. The Baal Korei just makes the bracha. The bracha Rishon, the bracha Achrona, and you don't make a big deal about it. So I've asked that. They told me, no, that's not the way it's done today. The way you do it today is the Baal Korei gets it, and the Gabbai calls up Ya'amod, Ploni ben Ploni, Shishi, whatever it is, that's the Aliyah this week, Shishi. That's the way it's done today because there is something to it being called up to the Torah. Shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davar ra, you're reading psukim in the Torah, it's musar, it's nothing personal, it's a ditzibur, no harm will come, you're getting an Aliyah. Okay, you're not going to call up someone from the audience, so you give the Baal Korei, but you do call up a person for the Aliyah. Here we learn an incredible yesod. The yesod is the ayin hara is totally in the dibur. It's not totally in what people see. That's shocking, because ayin hara is the eye. People see brother one, brother two, father, son. No, that's not a big deal. It's only when you call up the person. Now, l'mayin afkamina, many shuls do not call up by name Hagba Glila. They just say Ya'amoid Hamagbia V'Hagoylel, or they don't even do that. Okay, many yeshiva minyanim, they don't even say Ya'amoid Hamagbia V'Hagoylel. In the more Young Israel type of minyanim, they call up Ya'amod so-and-so for Hagba, and Ya'amod so-and-so for Galila, and they make a separate Mishaberach for each one. Some shuls, they combine the Mishaberach, the same time, they combine the Mishaberach for the Hagba Galila, Hagba in your shul, for Hagba Galila.
Doesn't get
it. No? Of both. You see, that's what he does. That's what I used to do when I used to dive in the Young Israel, they used to do that. Everyone got it. The Hagba Galila, they call up one shot, what? Mishaberach.
Yes.
You make one Mishaberach and you coil both the Magbia and the Hagoyla. And do you call up the Magbia and the Magbia Hagoyla? Do you call them up? So the different customs. In some shuls, the Ya'amod Ploni ben Ploni for Hagba and Ya'amod Ploni ben Ploni for Glila.
The calling up is the Mishaberach.
Right.
Calling up.
In other words, after you say
Yamo, some places will just say Yamo. Okay. So you don't say Yamoid. Okay, right. Very interesting. But you just make a Mishaberach. Okay, so it's very interesting. Because look. I hear what you say. Very, very interesting. Now, what about if you do nothing? Many shuls, the more yeshiva shemanyanim, they don't make a Mishaberach. They don't even mention. They don't exist. The Hagav and the Glila, they're not entities. They don't even. I know even one shul. What? It's the most chashve kibud.
Right, Hamagbia.
Hamagbia noitel schar kneged kulam. So the tradition is it's brought down in different svarim that it used to be originally the most chashve person the Beis HaKnesses gets Hagba Glila. Much more chashve than giving.
The name, that's
and the but let's explain what happened. So today Hagba Glila is not considered in most what they can use midrashos as a very chashve kibud. To give someone Galila, it's an insult today. That's the way it's looked at, right? You give it to a child. A chashve person comes in, right? You're a very chashve person. A big gevir comes in. Take Galila. You do Hagba. It's not viewed today as being a something that you give some chashva, a gevir comes, a rav comes, you give him shlish, you give him shishi, you give him koin, you give him achim, you give him maftir. So what happened? So the way it's explained, it's cited, not everyone agrees that this is correct, is according to the Gemara, medina to the Gemara, the one that gets hagba, gets schar, gets rewarded in the next world, shakal keneged, all of the seven oilim put together. That's what it says.
How did it get degraded?
Because it was still fist fights that broke out. You're giving him hagba. The hagba is so choshev. You're getting schar connected all seven aliyahs.
So where did it get demoted?
So it became an ugly fight over who gets hagba. Who is the most choshev person that a shakal connected the entire tzibur?
Didn't you have the same problem with
shlishi? But so what do they do? You know what? We don't want there to be a fight. We're going to give it to a child. A child is not choshev. No one pays attention to a little kid running around the shul. He doesn't have any standing in the shul. He doesn't pay membership dues. He's a nothing. So he will get Galila. He'll get Galila, which is part of the Hagba. It used to be one thing. Hagba will be one done one shot. And now it's not choshev. So there's nothing to fight about. That's how it was degraded. So part of degrading it is don't make a mishaberach. Exactly. We want to degrade it because if we're going to give it chashivas, people are going to fight. But giving shlishi, shishi, okay, so you didn't get shlishi, so you'll get shishi. There are seven aliyahs. There's achrayim, yeah?
People don't want
shishi and shishi. Because it's not choshev.
Because why should the other guy?
So don't have a name.
Eino chanani. Eino chanani.
It should be in the
Gola. They say Ravi is for a balagola.
Oh, actually, it's okay. They should make a.
Ravi for wisdom. A high verse.
Usually, you give Ravi to a bachur.
Somebody's a.
Okay, but the point I want to make, this is the point. Are you allowed to give Hagba Galila to a father's son? Are you allowed to give Hagba Galila to two brothers? So Lachar, you would say no. But it's very interesting that over here it's very, he's making a point of saying, you can look at it two ways. He's making a point that he's bringing down from Shal Emunas Yishmuel that the issue of the Eina Bisha is calling up. If you are in a community, and he says, Ad Dekach, if you're in a community where they mention, when they give out these cards, Yamoit Shlishi, Yamoit Rivi, and they don't call a person by name, he says it's mutter to call up to
his name is mentioned in the Mishaberach. In other words,
so that's a question.
That's a very good question.
Is the Mishaberach have the same status of Eina Bisha as calling up? According to Chazal, there was no such thing as a Mishu. The Mishaberach is a modern invention to make money.
People aren't
listening. It's a whole new thing, a Mishaberach. This never exists. In Chazal, there's no such thing as a Mishaberach.
Mishaberach 1, not number 2.
Even Mishaberach number 1 is a modern invention. The way it doesn't come from. So is a Mishaberach have any significance that it should go into the equation of Eina Bisha? Does it have any significance? So I don't know the answer. All I know is he has an incredible insight. If you're in a place where they don't call up people by name, you can have a send a father, son, two brothers from the father. There is no issue whatsoever. So he's showing us that Eina Bisha depends on being called up. Now we have two dilemmas. What about a Mishaberach? A Mishaberach, you are actually publicly announcing father, son. First the father, son. Hagba Galila in most shuls when you don't call up. On the one hand, why not? If it's not dependent on being called, if it depends on being called up, you're not called up. But on the other hand, when you do Hagba, everyone is looking at them together. Bivasachas. When there are two aliyos, it's one after the other. So no one really pays that much attention. But Hagba Galila, they're actually participating together in one single Maisa. Maybe there it should be worse. But on the other hand, what about the Vimpel? Okay, I'll tell you this. The Vimpel ceremony, I saw, it's a very beautiful ceremony. Who do they give Hagba to? To the grandfather. And who do they give Galila to? To the three-year-old kid. And who is helping him do the Galila? His father. So you have their three Dairais. Grandfather, father, son, all doing it together. No, so is that Eina Bisha?
No, because everybody understands that's what it's
about. But the Vimpel is a Yankee.
When you say Hagba,
today we live, it's gone. Everything is a mishmash. If it looks good, it's a reason to make a party and make a kiddush. So even if you're not a yeki, you can do.
You say Hagba's
who used to have an upsharon? Who would have heard of this? Who heard of letting the kid have the hair go long for 3 years? Who heard of this? What?
50 years ago, there was no such thing as
Ashkenazi. You fast. Exactly. Who heard of this? Who heard of such a thing?
You say that Hag was degrading, but yet the Chassidish Minhag is Shabbos Mincha, the Rebbe gets Hagba every week.
The Rebbe. My father told me that he used to daven Mincha in YU. He used to daven, he's a small minyan, but on the Tainit Sib, he went to the main base medrash. So he told me he was shocked. Who did they give Hagba Glilu to this many years ago? Hagba went to Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb. And Glila went to Rav Herschel Schachter. Medina de Gemara. You give the Hagva Glila to the most harsh of the people. They gave land. They gave him Hagva. Hagva Glila. So that's what they did. The main YU based medrash. That's what my father told me. He says, like Mamish, like says in the Gemara.
In the Sephardic Shul, they said it.
What?
In the Sephardic Shul, they said the Hagva Glila.
They said Hagba Glila?
They sell it.
Yeah, they sell it. They all sell every shul. I mean, the Chassidic shul, they sell the whole year.
They sell it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
In the case of Simcha occasion.
Yeah.
That there is Simcha for the family and they are going to went to Agbaha, went to Gelila, went to Beracha.
Yeah.
It's also Ainara.
What?
There is a Simcha occasion.
Yeah.
And the family should be.
You do the best that you can. You do the best that you can to avoid Ayin Hara. Okay, one other.
Everyone in the family, everybody.
Okay, let's go further. Let's do halacha yud. Mi shal l'tayra. Let's look in shi'orim mitzuyonim b'halacha ois yud. Mi shal l'tayra. Ayin b'shal s'chuvah s'avni tzedek. Shenishal b'rav shal l'shlish v'yachad v'echad kone l'maftir. V'reitze l'chavir harav he'elo sham di'im yesh achar. Mi shi'odeh l'haftir ein la'alois oid ha'pam. So what was the shaila? The Rav went off a shlishi, and someone bought the maftir, and he wants to give mechabei the Rav with maftir. So he wants to take a double aliyah. The Rav said, "Lechabei the Rav he'ela sham the im yesh acher mi sheyodei lahaftir ein la'alois oid pam." A person should not take a double aliyah. If you already received one aliyah, there are sheva oilim, sheva kruim. A person should not take two aliyahs. You should not even take maftir. So even though maftir is really not part of the sheva kruim, doesn't matter. It's not the proper thing to do. And here was a shaila with the Rav got shlishi, and the person bought maftir. He wanted to give the Rav maftir in addition to him already having shlishi. That's not proper. The only exception is if you have to read the maftir from Sefer, and no one knows how to read. You have that sometimes. People are not comfortable reading the Haftarah, and someone else reads it. But let's not a hider. L'chatchila, I don't know why it became like that today. It was never done. When I was a child, I never saw this done. It used to be not a cloth. The one that gets the maftir reads the Haftarah. Today it became very popular that the Baal Koreh reads the maftir no matter what, even from a chumash. Now, I guess that's because Baruch Hashem, we have a very big communities. They don't want to butcher the Haftarah, and they want to make a loy. They don't want to make a loy plug. You can't go differentiate. One week there's going to be a guy, one week it's not so good. You go embarrassing. So it became in style today that the Baal Koreh in many shuls lanes the Haftarah from the Chumash, the Baal Koreh.
Either from a book or a Haftarah.
Haftarah book, right. From the Haftarah book, they lane. Even when there is no cloth. When I grew up as a child, I never ever saw that. In every shul that I've been, the one that got the maftir is the one that lane the Haftarah. And that, it's Taka says in the Ber Halacha, in the Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, that's what should be done l'chatchila, that's what should be done. So over here, he's saying, he's not giving your solution, he's not giving the solution, so let the Rav, no one knows how to read it, so let the Rav read it, but let someone else get the Aliyah. It seems over here that it's a double pasha, that the one that's going to get the Maftir is going to be the one that's going to read the Haftarah. Maybe he was referring to a case where they're reading the Haftarah from a cloth. So then it's a different story. Okay, I don't know exactly, but l'chatchila, one thing is clear from this inyan, a person l'chatchila should not take a double aliyah, and he should not even take an aliyah and maftir. Well, then you have no choice. That's a special takana, where there is no levi, yamoid b'mkayim levi. where you don't have a levi, you have no choice but to give the kohen two aliyos because of pegam.
But you shouldn't ask the kohen to step out.
No. You should not. Someone recently, about a week ago, someone told me that he was in the minyan. He's a kohen, and there's no levi, and they told him to step out. They told him, we don't want to go give you two aliyos. We have people. It's a Monday, Thursday. There are people over here we want to give aliyos to, and if we're going to give two to you, you might as well step out, and that way we can give three people instead of giving you hogging all the aliyos. So he told me, no. He told me, no, he'll come in for the brachas. He'll go out for the brachas. He'll come for the Kriyas HaTorah. So he told me, he said, no, I'm not giving it up. Too bad for you. So he told me. He just told this to me out of the blue. I don't know why he told this to me. He just said this to me. Okay, let's see what it says here. It's not so simple to walk out. We mentioned, we learned yesterday over here that there are some opinions that you can walk out. There is such a thing. There is such a thing, some walk out, some do, some don't, but you're not mechuyev to something. The ayin b'sefer chut ha-meshulash, the rabbi, ha-goyin ha-kodesh, ha-binosin eller, mem pepe dalereish, ha-nestin, so-hoye oile b'chol Shabbos, l'koyin v'gal mafte. Oh, not so poshet. Now we do find there was such a minog where the rav got shlishi and did get, he was a koyin. Not shlishi, and he also got maftir. Upam echad iuloi avel rachman litzdan v'chol zel leishina min hagoy, and even though when he was an avel it didn't make a difference. Even b'shas avelus he got both aliyos. Avelus b'fahesia not to get what he was accustomed to. The island b'shas and shuvah shleiv shlomo the im acher konel hamaftir v'karu be'emtsa kriya. Another exception to the rule. If you paid for it, if you paid for the maftir, it went to the highest bidder. I paid $1,000 for the maftir, and the gabbai was not swift, was not quick on his feet, didn't have the chart in front of him who bought the maftir. I'll look it up later when I get to who has the maftir. Oh, you're here, good, I'll give you shlishi. He gives him shlishi. And then he looks, you bought the maftir for this Shabbos? But I already gave you an aliyah. In this case, you can get a double aliyah. So it's not etched in stone.
What happens if he buys
Shlishi
and the
Mafta?
If he bought Shlishi and the
Mafta? No, you shouldn't do that. You should not allow him to buy both.
You can buy both, but you
can
give away one.
Kesef yana akol.
Kesef yana akol. You can buy both, but you got to give them away. You can only have one. I mean, plenty of people on Yom to buy,
buy more
aliyahs. And they give it out.
They give it away, yeah, of course.
That way, always comes to you and say,
let's say a guy says, comes to shul, I'll give you $5 million. Just once, let my wife get shlishi.
Take my wife.
My wife. Can you imagine? You can build a new building.
Conservatives.
No, Orthodox shul. Orthodox shul. Can you imagine?
They do.
$5 million.
They do in concert and reform.
We're not dealing with reform conservatives.
They do. Usually they
I don't know what they do. It's none of my business what goes on there. Okay, let's stop.